while the Adelaide Street Shelter at 38 County Street is winding down and will close on March 31st. Council voted at their last meeting to allow for a short-term extension of Lionhearts Incorporated's lease for the organization's vocational laundry program to continue. The daytime employment-focused program currently employs 8 individuals and provides laundry services to shelters and care providers across the city. The program is set to move to 309 Queen Mary Road and become part of the integrated services at the new transitional housing site. However, the location is still currently under construction. The extension for the laundry program to remain in the former Frontenac Public School building aims to prevent disruption until the new location is ready. The extension allows for up to an additional 6 months, starting April 1st. Lionheart's CEO Travis Blackmore spoke before council and stressed the impact of this program and the importance of it continuing without disruption.
This is about maintaining something that already works, supporting people in a practical, dignified way, helping partner organizations operate efficiently, and doing so without adding pressure to the system. Importantly, allowing the program to remain in place creates no additional impact to the surrounding community beyond what already exists today. This is not a long-term request. It is a short-term practical step to ensure continuity while permanent location is finalized. It allows us to transition responsibly without disruption to individuals, partners, or the broader system. Our program has been, in our view, very successful in terms of seeing them acquire housing. Some of them move on to acquire their own housing, so not just through Lionheart's transitional housing, but acquire their own housing. Some of which have come through the program since 2022. So it's got a proven track record. How it affects the broader community is we have a number of contracts with some local shelters to which we offer the laundry service, pickup, cleaning, delivery back. But you have 8 potential people that it could impact, coming already from their past and struggles, many of them off the street already. But again, have gone forward to a brighter future, a brighter path forward. And this is a big piece to their puzzle or their life story.
While it is confirmed shelter services will not be continuing after March 31st, residents in the neighborhood surrounding the site still had concerns about Lionheart's continuing to operate from the location. A petition was presented to council from 88 residents around the Adelaide Street Shelter that asked the city not to renew or extend any further contracts with Lionhearts at the location after March 31st for any reason. One of these residents came to speak before council on the issue.
The entire Adelaide Street Shelter has been a prime example of what not to do when opening, operating, extending, and now winding down an emergency shelter. Our neighborhood, our city budget, and most importantly, the people Lionhearts was supposed to shelter and serve have endured more than enough from Lionhearts.
Councillors questioned Blackmore in regards to these community concerns.
I just want to acknowledge some concerns that we've heard from community members. I just want to ask you if you could confirm something for me. So can you please confirm that if this extension for laundry is granted, that the building is only going to be used for laundry services and it will only be for staff members that you have hired? It won't be for guests, it won't be for visitors, it will not be a spot to hang out. Can you confirm that, please?
I can confirm that 100%. Just for staff, just to do the laundry contracts. It's a 9-to-5, basically.
And the residents in the area have asked that you move faster. Can you?
There is, if Queen Mary Road is ready on the 1st, we'll be in there. If it's ready on June 1st, we'll be there too.
When it came time to vote on the extension, Councillor Gregory Ridge pointed to the message received from neighbors of the site.
I have had a number of very long discussions with constituents that live around the Adelaide Street Shelter. We've heard some of those concerns this evening around how the operations have gone there or how they've affected the people that are living there. I think it's important to try and make that distinction. And the message that I've received from constituents is very clear in terms of the petition, in terms of it, which is that they just do not want that management to continue in that space, even with the laundry program.
However, Councillor Gary Osteroff pointed to the impact this program has for those employed and the city's network of services.
The value that's going to be given to those involved in the vocational training and how it benefits the vulnerable in our community. And I think we might be taking our laundry for granted at home, we really should not, because it does give a lot of dignity and self-worth and for the givers and the receivers here, and we can be part of the giving here.
With a vote of 10-3, the city will enter into a lease agreement with Lionhearts for the use of 38 County Street for vocational laundry services for not more than 6 months, commencing April 1st. Following the expiry or termination of the lease with Lionhearts, the city will move forward with the demolition of the former Frontenac Public School building. With the end of shelter services just a few days away, Councillor Gregory Ridge asked Blackmore about lessons learned from the Adelaide shelter.
My one question for you is, looking at this entire scenario with the Adelaide Street shelter in the space, is there one piece that you could point to that you would be a lesson for any organization running a shelter space or any service for the vulnerable that you've learned from this?
It's tough. I think every organization out here would say more funding. You feel like you're putting Band-Aids on issues and trying to triage as best as you can, but you're equipped with Band-Aids. I know funding across the board is an issue for any agency whatsoever. That's what I would say, more funding and changing hearts and minds to really understand the issues of everything you've heard tonight, whether it was the CTC pieces. It's hearts and minds toward actual real human beings and seeing them at one point and wanting them to be restored to some extra afforded purpose, maybe some extra dignity for their life, and realize they're a human being.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.